Well, Liam, first foray into Ulster for Trillick in quite some time. I'm sure looking really forward to it.
Old club, the boys, obviously, they're all looking forward to it. It's a new experience for them, obviously, but something that they're really embracing after their great county final victory. So they're looking forward to it, the experience of it, and it's something new, something different for them. So hopefully it'll be a good day for them.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously, huge celebrations after the county final, because I'm not saying it wasn't unexpected, but, you know, it's more than you would have dreamed of at the start of the season, I'm sure.
Without a doubt, they came in at the start of the season. They wouldn't have been given much of a chance outside their own group, probably, of winning the championship. And it was a big surprise in that Killeglacher were odds-on favourites in all quarters. Like, so for Tillich to turn up, and it really was a turn-up for the books as far as many outsiders were concerned. But I know there was great belief in the group of players themselves that they really thought they could deliver on the day, and that's exactly what they did.
And beating intermediate finalists last year, where did that belief come from? I know you went into that final raging hot favourites and I suppose were caught on the hop on the day by Dungannon Clarks, but you know, it's been some turnaround.
It was a massive turnaround, Shirley, because, you know, not only were they were raging hot favourites, yeah, they just didn't perform on the day, and they were well and truly beat by what looked like a very good Dungannon team. But you know, they got that inner belief. The management has done a fantastic job with them, you know, and instilling that belief into them. And the group of players have bought into it, both individually and collectively, all season. And it really has spiralled for them in the championship. You know, they had a number of good league performances, and then the star games really hit them hard in the league, in that they were short the four county panelists. And but you could see in some of their league performances that there definitely was something special about that group of players whenever they had the full team on the pitch, you know. Mm-hmm.
Maybe to many people's inside and outside Tyrone, surprise winners. But when you take the path and the teams to beat on the way to the championship, you know, it certainly wasn't easy, and there was no great, surprise about it.
No, there wasn't really. You know, they beat Dungannon quite convincingly in the first round. Greencastle was the same. Greencastle got a penalty in the last sort of 10 minutes of the game, but 4 points in it. But Tillich were comfortable winners, and you know, Cullen was a big test, so they got over that okay. Cullen didn't perform on the day, and then Killeglacher, you know, it was nip and tuck the whole way through, but they certainly earned their title and thoroughly deserved it.
Yeah. And where has this team come from? Because I suppose you've been knocking on the door at intermediate level and up and down between senior and intermediate in recent years.
Well, probably in 2013 they were sort of starting to show signs of being good enough, if you want a better word, maybe. But we had a good victory after a replay against Arbow in the first round of the championship. Moy beat us then in the semi-final. In that particular year, they lost a number of league games by a point, and actually drew 4 league games, and, you know, got relegated to intermediate grade. And it was a bit of a surprise. It was very disappointing, surely, but hindsight's a wonderful thing, and maybe it really brought the group on then for that following year in intermediate football. Like, but their backbone, as you say, the 4 fellas on the county senior panel, they had 4 on the under 21 panel, so there's a number of really, really good players there. And, you know, backbone by a team that got, for the first time since 1969, we got to the Grade 1 minor championship final 3 years ago. So there's 6 or 7 of those boys now coming through and playing decent football. Like, so there had been signs that we were starting to develop a nice team, and it just took that extra bit of, maybe it was all belief, maybe it was down to getting the breaks on the day, all that sort of stuff that combined to make championship victory special. But it has all come good this year for them.
Yeah. And of course your own Matty and Richie and the Brennans and Derek Gallagher, you know, they're the key men, and they're that influx of young players, I suppose, that has made the difference.
Yeah, well, they are. Most teams have half a dozen players there that are, you know, that people recognise are maybe standout performers, but I don't particularly buy into that. There's a lot of good players as well on the that do a lot of hard work, and I think, you know, in different interviews Nigel has said, the manager has said, you know, the work that those fellas do, maybe the lesser sung names is invaluable to any team, and it really is a 15-man, 18-man, 20-man game now at the minute. Like, so, you know, they've a decent bond or blend of experience and youth, and it's coming well. But it's infancy as far as they'd be concerned, I would imagine. Like, you know, there's no time like the present, but they would certainly hope to be about for a few years.
And tell me, I suppose the big question really now is, has the appetite been satisfied for this year, or do they want to enjoy more success and give Ulster a real rattle? Because it's a different challenge.
Okay, it's certainly a different challenge, and no, I don't think it would be fair to say the appetite's satisfied for this year now, but they would hopefully go into this match on Sunday expecting to give a good account of themselves, and, you know, if they play to their potential and play to their abilities and again get the breaks, it'll be a nip and tuck match. Like, and obviously Niamh Connell are going to be favourites. Like, so they've been there before, and they've been in an Ulster club final recently, so they have a fair advantage on experience. But, you know, as we all know, it's all on the day in a championship match and a knockout game, and who turns up.
Yeah, and there's no question about it, but that this current Trillick team does want to do well this year in Ulster and give it a rattle.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah, they're going into every game with the chance of winning it, and that's the hope and that's the aspirations, and they'll take every game as it comes to them. You know, they've done that all year, and they weren't expected to beat Colin, they weren't expected to beat Kelly Clahar, and they turned up on the day with the performance that delivered the goods to them, so I'm sure they'll be hoping more of the same tomorrow.